Well, time for another segment of Alex Bauman's knowledge of something, because I can tell you I'm not going to be good in this. What are we doing here?
It's called Guess the Movie. I have looked up movie synopsises on IMDb, so they're straight from the source, and I'm going to read them to you, and you have to guess which movie it is.
Unless it's Smokey and the Bandit or Grease, I'm not winning any of this.
These are popular. I didn't just look up obscure movies. I looked up the top 250 movies of all time. And these were
250?
Yeah, these aren't 200. I don't have 250.
Yeah,
I
picked, we should do 250 right now.
No, but I'm saying you got them from the top 250?
Of all time.
Yes.
There's 248 of them. I won't know.
You've really? Seen more than two movies.
You've okay. seen more than two movies.
All right,
David.
Here we go. All right, so how are we doing this? Alternating. Go first, Giddens.
And you got six for each of you.
I'll let him go ahead and get on the upper ground of me.
No, I guarantee you that.
He's going to win this.
All right, Giddens, here's the synopsis. A banker convicted forms a friendship over a quarter century with a hardened convict while maintaining his innocence and trying to remain hopeful through simple compassion.
Go ahead and guess, because you don't know it and I don't either.
So we get six. How many do you got there to choose from? Can I pass and get a different one?
No.
No.
This is. I'll give you a hint, Giddens. This is the most popular movie of all time.
He gets a hint?
I'll help y'all out here and there.
The most popular movie of all time?
When I looked up IMDb, this was numero uno on the list.
Can we get like the year?
No, I don't have the year for you.
This sucks.
A banker convicted forms a friendship over a quarter century with a hardened convict while maintaining his innocence and trying to remain hopeful through simple compassion.
Come on,
you want an actor in the movie?
This is sure. this
Morgan
is a,
Freeman.
This is a 10-minute segment.
Morgan Freeman, number one movie of all time, according to IMDb.
I have no idea. I can't even think of movies right now.
When he said that, when he gets it wrong, I think I can name it.
I just pass. I miss.
And I'm trying to think now.
Morgan Freeman's in the movie.
The Green Mile?
Incorrect.
No. Wait a minute. I know what it is, and I can't think of the name of it. I see Morgan Freeman in that movie. What's the name of it?
Shawshank Redemption.
That's the number one movie of all time.
No, listed. It is not.
It's listed on IMDb.
Whoever IMDb is IMDb idiot.
David, you ready?
I guess.
The lives of two mob hitmen, a boxer, a gangster, and his wife, and a pair of diner bandits intertwine in four tales of violence and redemption.
Wait a minute. Bugsy.
No.
Is it a Quentin Tarantino movie?
It is.
Is it Pulp Fiction?
It is.
Yeah, can I get that one?
No, you cannot. No. We're both zero. Sorry. I told you I wasn't going to be any good.
Okay, Giddens, you have to get... This is like the most popular movie of its time.
No, you said the other one was.
Of all time, this is one of the more popular movies of recent memory.
There's no guarantee
He's making this easy. Here comes a soccer question.
When Earth becomes uninhabitable in the future, a farmer and ex-NASA pilot is tasked to pilot a spacecraft along with a team of researchers to find a new planet for humans. Read to you again, Giddens. When Earth becomes uninhabitable in the future, a farmer and an ex-NASA pilot, that's one thing, okay, is tasked to pilot a spacecraft.
I know it is. It is Interstellar.
Correct.
I was going to say Back to the Future. See, this is nowhere near fair. I don't know none of this crap.
David's definitely not getting this one.
Well, then just skip it and go on to Giddens.
Let's hear it.
A promising young drummer enrolls at a cutthroat music conservatory where his dreams of greatness are mentored by an instructor who will stop at nothing to realize a student's potential.
I think I know it.
The Monkees.
I think I know it. Is it Whiplash?
It is.
I told you before we started, this has been rigged. This is company espionage.
You ready again?
I told you.
I've never even seen Whiplash.
It's a great movie, by the way.
All right.
Two marshals are sent to a mental institution on an inhospitable island in order to investigate the disappearance of a patient.
Oh, I think it's that Leo DiCaprio movie, isn't it?
You're on track.
Is it Shutter Island?
It is.
Let's just stop this and go on to the next thing, because I told you this wasn't going to be any good.
David, come on now.
I don't know any of these movies.
You have to get this one. Listen to it, David. In the 1980s, a determined criminal-minded Cuban immigrant becomes the biggest drug smuggler in Miami and is eventually undone by his own drug addiction.
Miami Vice.
Is that your final answer?
No. Scarface.
Correct. Yep. See, you're not so bad at it.
I'm terrible.
You can still come back in.
This is. I think most people.
Which one is this? Fifth or sixth? We're halfway through.
We're halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Giddens, this is probably the most popular movie of all time. He said that three times now. This is people would agree this is the most popular movie of all time.
All right, three times now.
Obviously, Shawshank is what they listed, but most people would agree this is the most popular.
This is the third time he said that, and this makes it the easiest third question for this idiot over here. Come on.
The aging patriarch of an organized crime dynasty transfers control of his clandestine empire to his reluctant son.
It's The Godfather.
Correct.
Let's just go on to something else.
David, okay, you have
don't to. No, don't.
This just is a lob. I'm lobbing this up to you right now.
Just read this.
We talked about this movie the other day.
Just read it.
A man wakes up every day reliving the same day over and over until he learns how to be a better person.
Radio Alabama. That's my final answer. Sorry. I can't think of the name of it.
Bill Murray's in it.
Bill Murray. Stripes.
I give him a hint.
Yeah, give him a hint.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be... I just can't think of the name of it. I knew it when he said it. It's about the golfing. I can't think of the name of it.
Should we give it to him because he's...
I know it. I'm thinking it's Chevy Chase.
Actually, I'm thinking of a second movie now, but...
Well, you're thinking of Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking shit.
That's it.
Groundhog Day. What's the one?
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Yeah. That's the one I was trying to think of.
We'll give it to David because he's struggling.
Well, I am struggling. I told you I would.
A rebellious convict is sent to a psychiatric hospital for evaluation in 1963 Oregon and encourages his docile companions to take control of their lives and defy the tyrannical head nurse.
Talladega County Jail.
Is it One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
We're struggling today.
One Flew Over the cuckoo's nest.
Yes. We are all struggling today with some words.
I'm sleep deprived. I can always use that as an excuse right now.
You're two things. You're sleep deprived and you're food deprived.
Another popular movie here, David, that most people would know.
Most people is not sitting in this chair.
Three buddies wake up from a bachelor party in Las Vegas with no memory of the previous night and the bachelor missing. They must make their way around the city in order to find their friend in time for his wedding.
What happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. No.
I know Giddens knows what it is.
Yeah, I know he does. And like I said, it's not fair. Go ahead and say it.
You don't know?
No.
It's The Hangover.
Thank you. There was, how many sequels were there to that? Two or three?
I've only seen two. I haven't seen the third one.
And I knew that. That was with Kevin James.
No.
Kevin James? It's got Bradley Cooper and
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
And what's the one I'm thinking of with Kevin James where they
reunite? Grown-ups.
Grown-ups, thank you.
Those are hilarious.
A little bit different than The Hangover. A little bit.
I mean, it's kind of the same plot. I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you're a grown-up, you're going
to the girl does ask to get chocolate wasted. So,
I mean, listen, it's kind of the same because if you're a grown-up, you're going to have a hangover.
Yeah.
At some point in time. How many more of these?
You both got one each because we're not doing a tiebreaker.
Well, I'm not even. Well, he's way ahead, so there's no sense in doing these.
You got to figure it out, David.
You got to finish.
I've figured one of these out.
You got to finish on like the Auburn football
strong.
Team.
You got to finish strong.
Like Auburn?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Third and one. What are you doing?
I'm out of here. I'm throwing the football, baby. Slant pattern.
No, wouldn't throw a slant pattern if you were Auburn.
Getting sacked on fourth. Let's go.
When a beautiful stranger leads a computer hacker to a forbidding underworld, he discovers the shocking truth. The life he knows is the elaborate deception of an evil cyber intelligence.
That's him.
Yeah. When a beautiful stranger leads a computer hacker to a forbidding underworld, he discovers the shocking truth.
Oh.
The life he knows is the elaborate deception of an evil cyber intelligence.
Is it The Matrix?
Yes.
He got five of these. Did you see how I told you this is company espionage? You all planned this? This is total BS.
Don't let him fool you.
David's living in The Matrix
Let him fool you, Giddens. I gave him the Scarface question earlier, yesterday.
I would be 0 for 6. And you can go ahead and count it 0 for 6 and give him 6 no.
Last one for you, David.
I could care less.
A former Roman general sets out to exact vengeance against the corrupt emperor who murdered his family and sent him into slavery. A former Roman general set out to exact vengeance against the corrupt emperor who murdered his family and sent him into slavery.
Robin Hood.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Gladiator.
Gladiator. David stood no chance.
Who told you that? David told you that.